producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
To somebody, they're doing fine. They always raise their eyebrow. What do you mean, fine?
What is fine?
I'm so fine. Great.
You know what you can tell a woman to really tick her off when she goes, "Honey, how do I look?"
Fine.
You go fine. Or you look comfortable. Never say either of those two things.
Back in the day, you so fine was a great word.
You're 409.
How beautiful she is.
But okay. That's not what Doug's saying.
So last night, this is the Good Day program. Good morning. It's a Monday morning on the Good Day. Isn't the last day. We have two more days. Last Monday, Richie, of September.
Good for you.
Yep. The moon last night, I heard you guys talking about the moon. It hit your eye like a big pizza pie. A very important astrological event. And for those of you who didn't see it because it was cloudy or you couldn't for whatever reason, it was amazing, magnificent. And Meredith's daughter gave me this big book of outer space and of the planets and the universe and all that sort of stuff.
Meredith is Doug's lady friend, by the way.
Thank you. How'd you know that?
Oh, I'd like to let people know.
By the way, disciples are Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, and Ken Kessler. All here to make you smarter.
You know what?
What?
Thank you for that, but the introduction. When do we stop saying girlfriend and start saying lady
because
friend?
Because when I called Meredith a girlfriend, Doug got mad at me, and so ever since then, I've never called her a girlfriend again.
Well, I think she's not a girl. She's a woman. And I think Richie's right. Friend. I've been struggling with this for a while because she and I have had this conversation. A boyfriend, girlfriend.
It sounds so 18-ish, right?
Yeah, it does.
Like 21. Yeah. But lady friend, doesn't that sound like you guys live in a retirement home and you're kind of like, you know, getting in a
gentleman caller? Friend. Woman friend sounds even worse. Lady, at least, you know, makes you sound classy.
All right, well, anyway.
What you call it? My main squeeze. She can call you my main squeeze.
Main squeeze, I'm sure she'd love that, too. All right, anyway. So, the moon last night.
The 50s called. They want their terminology back.
the moon and the amazing event. Isn't so much, the Earth goes through what it does, and the moon and the sun and all that stuff, but the feelings that you get looking at it. I heard you talking about going out with a camera and doing things.
It didn't work out so well.
Well, but how did you feel? Really and truly, Jennifer, when you were out looking at it, how did you feel?
I had a horrible, to be honest, I don't know if it was the moon or if there's just something going on with me. I had not a great weekend. I mean, there were good moments of my weekend. Nothing
like tragic
happened.
That doesn't mean that new boyfriend is out already.
No. Actually, we had a great time. Yeah. No. I mean, but it's just, I don't know. I was just off all weekend long. I had technology issues, my navigation, and my car.
Mercury's in retrograde.
Yeah.
And the moon can have a very powerful influence on either way, either side, depending kind of, not necessarily on your attitude, but it'll hit people differently. But there's one thing that's not.
My eggs are also in retrograde.
Well, that may be. This is 28 days, baby.
And I ain't talking about the eggs in the refrigerator. I know what I mean.
10 past the hour.
I've been a little sweaty lately.
Okay, all right.
You can see what's on Facebook. Yeah. Hold on a minute. I'll be right back.
So anyway, by the way, are people, I didn't hear you, Kenny. Kenny watches facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day Show, social media. What are people saying about the moon? Are they so wrapped up in Boehner and trying to come up with an excuse for him leaving that nobody's focused on the moon?
No, we had a lot of people overnight posting about whether or not they could see anything. A couple people have put pictures on our Facebook page from their vantage point.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah, it looks like it's about half and half of people who could see it and people who it was too cloudy or raining.
Yeah. But what do you get for emotional or feelings from people? That's what I'm kind of interested in, because the emotional part or the feeling or how it gets you to think about a lot of things that you might not think about otherwise. I wonder if that was expressed by any of our people.
Yeah, I don't see it. It's mostly just whether they could see it or not.
Mm-hmm.
We had beautiful clear skies in El Paso, Susan says. Watching from Charleston, it's awesome, Mark says.
Yeah.
That's sort of it.
So in league with that, there's a big announcement that NASA is going to make today about Mars, apparently. Now, is it too obvious to think that there are aliens? You know those pictures, that little woman?
Yeah, that little tiny pocket pal.
Yeah. Do we find out she had a pulse, or what's the story? Maybe they found that. Remember Matt Damon in the movie The Martian? He was left there. Do you remember that?
Remember, it hadn't come out yet.
It's coming out next month.
I thought he was, what was the other movie he was in with, what was the other, I lost
it. You're making me feel like I'm having
a... Wait. What was that other movie he was in recently on another planet, and he was a bad guy?
It was called Good Will Hunting, and he was in...
No.
Matt Damon?
Yes. Matt Damon was in a recent movie, and he was a bad guy, and it was on another planet. So he tried to bump somebody off to save himself. Yes, I remember it vividly, but I can't remember the name of the movie.
Looking on IMDb.
So the point is that there's going to be
Interstellar.
Interstellar, yes, right, because that was the one that Matthew McConaughey was in. Yes, that was it. Yep. All right, so anyway, in league with all the things that have happened. But the point I was making about this book that I was looking at, we're looking at a section of what basically is our galaxy, in our the where we are in the galaxy, where our sun is. It's this little eensy teensy thing, sort of right in the middle of our galaxy.
Oh yeah,
and it's hardly visible. And then when you look at what you can see, the portion of the sky that you can see in North America, the portion of what there is to see in the galaxy is about a quarter of an inch on a page that's 12 inches by 8 inches. It is astounding, and I say this all the time, how huge this universe is and how microscopic this solar system is. Even the galaxy is small in comparison to other galaxies. It becomes more and more evident. And then you think about that moon and how huge it was, because it's 32,000 miles closer to the Earth because of the apogee and perigee. And it just looks like, ooh. And then people have this romantic feeling, or they're worried. Somebody said something about the moon's going to crash into the Earth someday. Well, maybe it will, but it's not going to be today.
That 14 takes some work.
Yes. All right. So anyway, it was quite an eventful evening, I think, in terms of people and their feelings and their emotions and Jennifer's eggs and all that stuff. 14 past the hour on Good Day.
Hey, neighbor, it's me. That guy two desks away that never takes a sick day. Seriously, you could always count on me to show up, even if I feel terrible. Which reminds me, I have the flu. And if you're one of the 63% of people that didn't get their flu shot, you can get it from me. You really should get a flu shot at Rite Aid, where you'll also get a free cold and flu protection plan to protect you from people like me. Another reason Rite Aid says with us, it's personal.
Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacists for details.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. My office computers are running really slow. Do you?
Staples has the latest Windows 10 devices. They're lightning fast.
But I want...
A great deal? Right now, get up to $220 off select laptops, desktops, and 2-in-1 PCs with Windows 10.
Wow, and do you have plans?
No, actually, I'm free.
I meant tech service plans.
Yes, we do. And I'm still free.
Get more tech for up to $220 less. Staples. Make more happen.
Offer ends 10-3. Valid in store and online while supplies last.
16 past the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jennifer and Kenny and Richie and I have Deborah Berlin with us. She's the leader of Protect My Data, which is a consumer education campaign that advocates for the implementation of chip and PIN technology for credit cards, debit cards, that sort of thing. So, Deborah, welcome. Why don't we start with explaining what the chip and PIN technology will do for your credit card, your debit card, et cetera.
Sure. Good morning, and thank you so much for having me this morning. Well, I want to talk about a problem that we, many of us, have possibly experienced, and that are some of these data breaches and that have occurred, and the security that we need for our credit cards. So many of us have received, I'm sure, in this past year, a credit card that has a chip on it instead of a magnetic strip.
Mm-hmm.
And so our cards now have chips on them that have embedded chip, microchip that contains security data, which will make them far more secure than this strip.
America was behind the curve with this. Europeans been doing it for a while, right?
Absolutely, yes, and that provides far more security. But we still will be doing the second security measure by signing with our signature, which we've also been doing for many, many years. And there is a second form of security for our cards, which would make them far more secure, which would be to have a PIN number, which around the world has also been used for many, many years.
A PIN number that would appear on the card or in the card?
No, a PIN number that we all would be assigned, that we also have been using for some of our, you know, for our money
management
cards.
So debit cards require PINs.
Exactly.
Is that what you're talking about, that
exactly.
sort of thing?
Exactly. Right, a four.
So doesn't that slow down the transaction?
Yeah, Deborah, why didn't, well, but the whole rest of the world uses chip and PIN.
Correct.
And we're being converted to the chip only. Why didn't we use the PIN as well?
Chip and PIN. Well, that's a good question. And we really do need to go to PIN. It just seems like it's something that has not been implemented at the same time. And
well, but let me ask that question. Let me ask my question again. Doesn't that slow down the transaction? If every time you have to use it, you put a PIN in, isn't that what people are going to say? Oh, I don't want to do that. It slows down the transaction.
I'm just telling you
what people are going to say, Richie. I can hear it now.
Now it would be a very simple second step, just really just as simple as doing your signature. A very simple second step to doing your signature. And people in other countries do it, and it has reduced fraud significantly in other countries. And it is
a much better form of security.
50%
of credit card fraud takes place right here in America.
Sure. So this would be a way of protecting the banks, protecting people, so it seems like a no-brainer, actually,
well,
Deborah.
And that's the thing.
Exactly.
October 1st is the deadline because the financial institutions after October 1st are now on the hook for any fraud, right?
And merchants are on the hook as well. So, you know, liability is shifting for those who don't have the right equipment to use for the chip cards. And so the liability issue gets a little bit more confusing on October 1st. So, you know, we are moving to these.
But who's got new cards? Anyone here got new cards?
Yeah.
I don't have any new cards.
Oh, yeah. I actually got a couple.
Look at your cards. They'll have a little chip on the front.
Right. I'm just talking about me. I haven't seen any new cards for my three or four.
My ATM even has a chip now.
Yep.
So my ATM
really?
Card, most of my credit cards have been replaced. I think I have one left that needs to be replaced.
Of mine already had a minute. All right, well, this is good information. So by the 1st of October, you're off the hook. That's what Deborah's telling you. And the merchants are on the hook and the banks are on the hook.
And take 5 minutes and look up online, Google it, how to use it, because it works a little differently in the card reader.
Yeah.
Now. All right. Well, you got to use that PIN stuff. Deborah Berlin from Protect My Data, protectmydata.org. Thank you.
Clyde, age 59, now reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking Heart and Body Extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Sweetness and light now, Richie.
There's a little camp for you, Doug.
Yes, a little camp. The camp that includes the My Three Songs contest. We are going to play three songs, different artists, different names, obviously. One particular thing they have in common is, and you fill in the blank, dial us at 888-302-3684. You have a good answer. You got a good brain. Everything's working today. Tell us what these songs and artists have in common. Again, 888-302-Doug. The first tune is Crush by Jennifer Page. That's a good song. Chop the tarts.
I'll teach those tarts.
Right, exactly. Topping the charts in six countries during this week in 1998. 20 weeks in the top 10 here in the U.S. She sang at the Vatican, performed this hit at the 1999 World Music Awards, also writes and produces for other artists, including Nick Carter and Smash Mouth. All right, so the song is Crushed by Jennifer Page, number one in our threesome. Number two song here is All I Want to Do by Sugarland. Remind me to tell you about the Madonna concert on
Anyway,
their third number one, Sugarland's third number one country hit. It was also on the pop charts as well. 2008 was the year for them. The band currently says they're on hiatus. Both members have signed on with record labels as solo artists. So if you know the name of the two artists, you might be a little ahead of the game in trying to figure out what it is that brings all these songs together. What do they have in common? Here's the last song in the set of three. Love Don't Cost a Thing. This is Jennifer Lopez. All right, Richie, you want to crank this up? Pretty typical stuff for her, isn't it?
This is one of my favorite Jennifer Lopez songs. I like it.
Went platinum after it was released in 2001. Rumor was that the song was about her relationship with Sean Puff Daddy. After the song came out, they broke up. It was, I think she had to take a shower every time he hung around with him.
No.
All right. Commercially, it was a big hit around the world. So The song again, Love Don't Cost Thing by Jennifer Lopez. The second song in the set, All I Want to Do by Sugarland. And the first song was Crushed by Jennifer Page. What do these songs have in common, please? 888-302-3684. If you have your thinking cap on, you probably figured it out by now. You gotta use the phone in order for us to know that you have it all set in your mind. Alright, what else do we have here that we can add to the thinking process, Jennifer?
It has a lot to do with me, Dougie.
Has a lot to do with you?
That's the
Are you singing on these songs? You
Maybe.
Have a, you have a secret career I don't know about?
I'm moonlighting.
Really? Huh. Considering what was going on last night, I can understand.
What does it have to do with you, Jennifer?
Yes, Jennifer. What does it have to do with you?
What's really in a name, Rich? What's really in a name?
Uh-huh.
I like my name.
You do?
I like these ladies' names.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. All right. Do we have a spoon? Do we? This is like spoon feeding. Hello, spoon.
Hang up.
Yeah. All right, let's see here. Let's try to put Richie. Just put Angie on the air for me, will you? Angie, baby. Hi, Angie. How many people call you Angie, baby, and do you resent that, Angie?
At my age, I don't resent it at all.
At your age? You don't sound like an old timer to me.
I'm getting there.
You are? Oh, how sweet is that? Okay, so you have had the opportunity to think this through. What do you think? And you've listened to all these clever, the clever clue department. What do these songs have in common?
All the singers are Jennifer's.
That's true. Woo! Who's the singer in Sugarland that we're looking for?
Jennifer Nettles.
That's good. Now I know she's really on it, Richie. Angie, you've done a fine job. Hold on a second. Richie will talk to you some more. It's 28 after the hour here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. We really do love our pets. Listen carefully. Recent trends in home ownership have shown a shift from coexistence with our pets towards inclusion of them into our family. The result of this shift is that guardians are increasingly considering their pets in the functionality and design of their homes. There are many pet-friendly amenities now being offered. For example, you know, the doggy doors going in and out, now they come pre-built in your homes. They even have what they call a pet suite or a pet cave. Now, within that, it's a 170 square foot area. There's a pet shower with two handheld faucet fixtures. There's plumbing fixtures for pet water and a cultured marble countertop to top it off. They also have dog runs built into their homes and cat runs as well. They have these screened-in areas that come out of windows or doors where cats can go out and play. So, what does this mean? It means the next time you're looking to buy a new home, don't just take your two-legged families into consideration. Take the ones with four as well. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Now is the time to save on hardwood and more at Lumber Liquidators' End of Summer Clearance Sale. We're making room for new fall inventory. That means it's your chance to get an incredible deal on solid pre-finished hardwood for just 99 cents. Three-quarter inch solid pre-finished maple for $1.99, plus $1 off Bellawood Brazilian Cherry and Koa Hardwood. Get 10 to 15% off all Morningstar Bamboo. American and European laminate for 49 cents and 24-month special financing. Hurry, the End of Summer Clearance Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Inventory is everything. Product sitting on shelves is money sitting on shelves. Managing our inventory is key. That's why I use KeepStock Solutions from Grainger. KeepStock Solutions help keep just the right amount of inventory on hand. KeepStock Solutions help keep the cost down. KeepStock Solutions keep me a happy camper. What's the key to better inventory management? KeepStock Solutions from Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Visit Grainger.com/KeepStock for more information. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah. When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say-Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Today's Doug Steffen Good Day program, Monday the 28th of September. Over the weekend, we post the top 10 talk topics, ask you to tell us which is the most important one from your perspective over the prior week. Looks like the Pope's visit was number one with our listeners, Kenny. 18% of you said that was most important to you. Presidential race, 15%. The migrant crisis, 14%. Russia and Syria, 13%. 8% for the nuclear deal in Iran. Oh, the drug price controversy was up there, too. See, I think that one was most significant. I would agree the Pope's visit was a cool thing for lots of reasons that have nothing to do with religion, at least for me, anyway. The presidential race, things are sort of evening out between the various candidates that are on the top of the Republican ticket, if you will. A lot of theater at the United Nations today. The world will look at what's going on, 70th session of the UN starting. Syria's on the docket, the refugee crisis, front and center, climate change, the Iran nuclear deal, all things that affect the United States, or certainly the United States is involved in. Is there anything here the U.S. isn't involved in? No. Is there ever anything going on around the globe the U.S. isn't involved in? And is that appropriate? So on the stage
you
today...
You want to be the leader, you got to be the leader.
The interesting thing is who's on the docket for the day-to-day. President Obama, Hassan Rouhani, who is the leader, the titular leader of Iran, and Bad Vlad, all of them will be speaking one after the other.
Obama goes first. Earlier, Dougie, yes. I don't know if you missed it or not, but the lady got upset. I said, wouldn't it be a great day to take all of these guys and ship them off someplace and then put them on an island and do Survivor World Leader Edition? I mean, don't you think that would be awesome? And some lady called in and said I was being political. I'm like, no, I just think it would be an entertaining TV show.
What's political about that? People called in, Jennifer. They were upset with you.
Really? I think that's a great idea, actually.
Don't you think? I think it would be so fun. I mean, and
let's look at this. Let me add another page to this. If you were to figure out, let's go back to all of the trauma that has been occurring around the world for the last 100 years, let's say. Or even just go back to maybe World War One is a good place to start. Or you can go to the Civil War, or that maybe is a stretch, but because there's so many people involved with that ideology. But for the most part, World War One and World War Two was a fight between just a few people. It was a fight between the Second World War, Hitler versus Churchill. Chamberlain was even on Hitler's side before the war started, versus Roosevelt versus Stalin. That was the theater. Mussolini was in there as well. That was the theater. It was five or six people, and that was it. And among them, they mustered all of the support. But the best example, if you want to use the term best, was Hitler, because he took his own personal feelings about things, and he was able to engender those feelings into tens of millions of people. Those people, for the most part, didn't have. There was certainly, after World War One, we planted the seeds for World War Two, because the way the treaty read, it just made it so horrible for Germany. They were bound to seethe and create something that ended up being World War II, but it required somebody who had an idea that they could follow. And so most of the people that you find, especially if the war with some waned on, you found toward the end of the war, many Germans very unsympathetic. Many Germans, that's one of the least told stories of World War II. How many Germans were shot who were AWOL, or who were trying to get out, or who had fled being in the service. And, I mean, there were hundreds, thousands of Germans that were killed in the last 4 or 5 months because they were deserting. And so that is that when the tide turned, you go back to thinking, all right, what is this all about? These people weren't really involved in it. Their mind was not in it. And so that's what you have when you're dealing with the product that's around today, or in any circumstance. Most people don't want to do, but they feel like they have to because their next door neighbor says, yeah, let's go and do this. Whatever it is, it's all groupthink. And so, and I think that certainly applies to religion as well, frankly. But not taking away from, so to go back to your premise, maybe put all those five or six people that we're talking about in a room with the Pope. Let the Pope be the leader, and the rest of them, you know, let him sort of ferret out what it is that the problems are and get them to resolve their problems among themselves. Because you find, especially now, where, you know, Reagan became very good friends with Gorbachev. I don't know if you know that or not. I mean, very close friends. And Putin couldn't be friends.
Whole spot on his head thing, you know. That
okay, that's good. That's called, what is that called when you have a, that's a,
what's it's a birthmark?
Birthmark. Birthmark, yeah, that's right. Thank you.
Thank you, Jennifer. What is that called? That's a medical term.
I was looking for something better than birthmark. And Reagan, if you want to go back to, Reagan was really great at this. He was good at getting people to get along because he got along with people. Look at how he got along with Tip O'Neill. Look at how much stuff got done in the 8 years he was president, whether it was here or internationally, because he knew how to get along with people and he knew how to fix problems. And then since then, who have we had really that knew how to fix problems? Most of the people in power have created problems, and not only here, but elsewhere. It's like that generation with the end of Reagan, Tip O'Neill, and maybe Gorbachev, and other leaders who are cut from that cloth. The last of the World War II. This is maybe, think about this. The last of the people who were alive and who were sort of quote-unquote in business after World War II, that was the last team that knew how to get things done. When Clinton came in, there was divisiveness, not so bad as it was when Bush became president, but there was plenty of divisiveness and blaming, finger-pointing stuff.
It really started with Clinton.
Yeah, and then got worse with Bush, and then worse still with Obama. So does it have anything to do with
it,
that
it wasn't Clinton
generation
all the way? I mean,
no,
was
it wasn't
a
at
big
all.
Part of it. But
no.
Everybody, nobody got along during that.
Yeah. So was it because those people all were gone? That type of person, those leaders, those people were leaders. O'Neill was a leader. Gorbachev was a leader. Reagan was a leader. Margaret Thatcher was a leader. It was the end of the De Gaulle era in France. What, they've had a bunch of nincompoops running France since De Gaulle died. They have. The Spanish haven't had any real leadership. The Italians haven't had any real leadership for years. Good God, they have a new, every 18 months they have a new election, throw out the guy that was in there, put somebody else in. So where around the world, tell me if my thinking isn't accurate. Does it make sense what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Thank you for your enthusiasm.
No, Jennifer. It's true. I'm with you.
Yes. Mm.
Yes.
Darn right. But he said.
Yeah. You're darn shooting.
Yeah. All right. So do we have anything more to say about the Pope? I think we've said enough about the Pope, haven't we?
We had a good time.
Had a nice time.
We liked the Pope.
Good time was had by all.
I hope we go home and tell his friends he had a good time here.
Right. Okay. So that's cool.
That's what I'm going to be curious to see is what happens next. Because he's outspoken. So I want to know what he thinks after he's back home and comfy.
So let's deal with the Boehner thing. I know you were talking about it a little bit before. Who thinks there's something else going on here besides what's on the surface?
What do you think is on the surface?
I think there are one of two possibilities, and they have nothing to do with what's public. Either he's got a huge job that he's about to go to, or he's got pictures, or somebody's got pictures of him with a chicken.
It's funny that you say that, because I didn't think that at all until Jennifer commented earlier that he's the first speaker who is voluntarily stepping down, not being forced out or asked to leave, and that made me wonder if there was something that we don't know about.
When the news first broke, and let me just give you
Friday afternoon, wasn't it?
Yeah, right as soon as we got off the air on Friday, actually. When the news first broke, I immediately thought, hey, wait a second. You know, there's got to be something more to this story. You don't just decide. But I had the chance to talk to some people who know some stuff, and from what I hear, the divisiveness in Congress is so great between the fringe GOP and then just your middle-of-the-road establishment GOP that they needed a scapegoat because there was a big push to shut down the government this week over Planned Parenthood. And so Boehner said, look, we need to win in 2016, somebody has to go, essentially. There has to be a
chance. But he had to have a place to go. He had to.
And he might. He might have an opportunity.
Yeah,
right. Maybe there's an opportunity waiting for him.
Yeah.
These guys all make zillions more dollars
out of
the government afterwards.
Right. Okay.
And he's got his retirement.
Here's one other thing to consider. If you look around, and this is sad, but unfortunately all too true because people don't understand the civics lessons. I heard you talking about civics earlier on. Thank you for learning my lesson. The lesson about what people don't know regarding elections. The primary is the most important election, not the general election. The primary is the election. And we give it over, I mean, in the years that I was a Republican, which is most of my life, I was really upset because of the push from those who are active, who want their way, and this is how it's played. The people who are on the real extreme right become more and more powerful, more and more potent, because they know how the system works. The people in the middle don't pay much attention. Therefore, they get a candidate they can't really wrap themselves around, and they don't get enthusiastic, and maybe they'll vote, maybe they won't. But
he's
those
talking
people,
about the electorate.
Yeah, those people don't win. The people that are supported by the right, the extreme hard right and extreme hard left, never win. Unless you mask, you're so good at masking who you really are, like Obama was.
I was going to say President Obama. Right.
Yeah, but that was, he masked
extreme.
It very well. And these people who are now around, I saw something in some newspaper yesterday suggesting how the people on the right are feeling their muscles because they pushed Boehner out.
Well,
don't kid yourself.
You know, you may not like that answer, though, Doug, because I know you like to be kind of middle of the road. But
well, I like to win elections.
There's
you don't win elections with that sort
sort of attitude.
See, and I would disagree. I mean, I don't think as a middle of a road a candidate that you can win elections anymore. People like Donald Trump. They like Bernie Sanders. Those are not middle of the road.
Yes,
candidates.
They are. They are speaking for the major thought pattern that is going on with the public.
The public is not interested in
what's going on in your bedroom. Mike Huckabee has no more chance of being president of the United States than I do because of his stance. And that's what's going to fry Dr. Carson as well, because those positions with the mainstream do not work. The mainstream wants what Donald Trump's not talking about that stuff. Carly Fiorina brought it up, the Planned Parenthood thing at the last debate, but that's not her mainstay. That's not what she's running on. Huckabee's running on that stuff. Mm-hmm. There's a difference. Do you agree?
Trump has appeal to both sides. It's just because of people's frustration
right.
with politics.
And it has nothing to do with what's going
not,
on in the bedroom.
His stance on anything.
People don't care about the majority of people in this country are for gay marriage. Like it or not, they don't want to, or they're not in favor, but they're not against it. They just want to let people be. That's the majority thinking. It's not, we've got to keep those people from getting married like that nutbird down the person that the clerk of courts. That's not the mainstream. And that's why you lose elections, because you put people who are thinking about that stuff first instead of how to fix the economy, jobs, how we protect ourselves, if you will, how do we run the country more efficiently. All those things are way more important to people than they are. The country is so out of control because of the influence of government in everything.
And the parties use a lot of these things to distract. I mean, this whole Planned Parenthood thing is
baloney. It's a big
But it is a distraction.
It's a red herring. All right, 14 before the hour. Jennifer reports on television news in a moment here on Good Day.
Now is the time to save on hardwood and more at Lumber Liquidators' End of Summer Clearance Sale. We're making room for new fall inventory. That means it's your chance to get an incredible deal on solid pre-finished hardwood for just 99 cents. 3/4-inch solid pre-finished maple for $1.99, plus $1 off Bellow and Brazilian Cherry at Koa Hardwood. Get 10 to 15% off all Morningstar Bamboo. American and European laminate for 49 cents and 24-month special financing. Hurry, the End of Summer Clearance Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 3030.
Contrary to popular belief that everyone is online, most very small businesses aren't fully plugged into the Internet. However, the majority of these firms still expect to create their own website within 2 years. Stephen Aldridge of GoDaddy explains.
We surveyed 4,000 small businesses around the world, but found that nearly 60% don't have a website today. Business owners gave us three reasons they don't have a site. They think they're too small, lack the technical know-how, or think the cost is too high. What we found, actually, was that business owners can build a website if they can create a Word document and can afford it if they can spend as little as $1 a month. And every business needs to be findable on the Internet, since prospects start their buying process online. 59% of those businesses already on the web have seen their revenues grow as their website increased awareness and helped them reach more customers.
For more survey results, visit garage.godaddy.com. That's garage.godaddy.com.
All right, new TV show tonight, the replacement for The Daily Show's old host, Jon Stewart. What's going on there, Jen?
Trevor Noah starts it up tonight. He also has announced his first week of Daily Show guests. Here they are, and I know, Dougie, you're going to be tuned in for this one because you love Kevin Hart, don't you?
No.
I know you don't. Kevin Hart and Ryan Adams are part of the guests that are set to sit down.
I'm not
with Trevor
the demo they're looking for on that
no,
show.
No, you're not.
No.
First episode premieres tonight. Kevin Hart will be Trevor Noah's first ever guest. He will be founded by Tinder co-founder Whitney Wolf. And then on Tuesday, Chris Christie will join him. Wednesday, Ryan Adams, and he'll perform a song from his Taylor Swift cover album. That'll end the week on Thursday. So you could check it out. I never watched The Daily Show before, so I feel like I'd be a fraud watching it now.
Wait a minute. Ryan Adams is doing a Taylor Swift cover album?
Yeah, he has a Taylor Swift cover album.
Why?
Isn't that funny?
It's right. Ryan,
do you know
Ryan.
Yeah, about no, the Ryan. Grindr, Jennifer, this new Fox show starting tomorrow?
I actually have it taped. I don't know much about it. But
how do you have it taped? It doesn't start till tomorrow.
Well, because I go through...
Are you set in all your show, really?
On Sunday, I go through and I set my DVR to tape all... And I try to tape all the new
stuff. So this is a Rob Lowe vehicle with Jason Alexander.
Yes.
So what's it about?
I, you know what? I don't know. Do you know, Ken?
Let's see.
Yeah, Rob Lowe, his character used to be a TV lawyer, and
that's
now
right.
he decides he wants to be a lawyer
he
for real. And
lawyer.
His brother is played by Fred
actor.
Savage,
ah.
who is a lawyer.
I remember I wanted to see it. Oh, and good news before we go back, Kim Zolciak from Dancing with the Stars and the Real Housewives of Atlanta, she had a stroke. She's doing well and hopefully back on TV tonight.
All right, and that lady who's making all the money, Kelly, how do you pronounce her name?
51 pass.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
With us here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, let's find out what fidgeting does for you. Who thought there would be a study of fidgeting? I know people close to me who fidget. So what is fidgeting good for, Ken?
Doug, turn on the 50s music because you need to move around while you're on the radio these hours. If you're concerned that the amount of sitting you do might one day kill you, new research published this month in the American Journal of Preventive Medicine reveals that fidgeting while you work may help offset the bad health effects of sitting for long health hours at a time. It's certainly not an alternative to going to the gym, but this study may bring some encouraging news for those of us who cannot seem to stop moving as we sit.
All right. What's your read on the prices of prescription drugs, given the fact that there's so much attention having been paid to that one drug that went from $17 to $4,000 or some other crazy?
Well, the head of Turing Pharmaceuticals company hiked the prices of Daraprim from $13.50 per pill to $750 per pill overnight. And
they kind of backed to 40 or something.
Then backed off in the face of all this criticism. So why the high cost of medicines? And then I'll tell you how I feel. I'm not happy about this, but you have to generate some profit or you don't have an incentive to make these products. And also the cost is immense. You know, it takes thousands, tens of thousands of substances to test before you get one out to market that's safe and effective. So there is a huge cost to this. However, this is outrageous. And the solution to this is we need more competition. And also, my idea is there should be full disclosure in the pharmaceutical industry. Instead of government control, there should be postings of accurately of what it costs, how much they make, and what they're doing with the profits. And then with social media today, the pressure from the public should be out there. And if people don't respond, then something should be done.
All right. So the thing that is part of this, the big elephant in the room that nobody's talking about, one of the reasons the prices are going up is because there's decreasing competition in the industry, because as you just said, it's so damnably expensive to get a drug through that it's and expensive. Most of these companies and startups can't afford it.
The cost to get it to the end, it just keeps going up and up and up, and that is a problem. And the FDA is charging more and more.
Yep. All right. So let's talk about some good fruits and vegetables that are good for your waistline. What's in that category?
This is a study out of PLOS Medicine that we know that fruits and vegetables, it's a big, you know, Richie's going to tell me it's a big duh, helps lower your weight. But the news this week is that there are some fruits and vegetables that are much better than others, and there are some bad vegetables that actually will put weight on.
Yes.
The good fruits are berries, apples, pears. The common denominator, they're all high in fiber and they fill you up. And the non-starchy vegetables are the good ones for losing weight. Soybeans, cauliflower. The bad vegetables are the ones that are the starchy vegetables. You eat these, you're going to gain weight. Peas, potatoes, and corns. They spike your blood sugar and then they increase your hunger.
I'm on the Whole 30, and they say stay away from lima beans, corn, and peas. Everything else you can have. But if you want to lose weight, stay away from
and white potatoes.
Right.
All right, Dr. Ken, brought to you by the folks at Neogenis, Neo 40, Super Beats. One third of Americans have high blood pressure. That's where you come in, Ken, because you're a cardiologist.
Exactly. I love this product. It's based on Nobel Prize winning research, nitric oxide. It helps maintain normal blood pressure, normal heart function, and it's a main regulator of brain and digestive function. It can affect both athletic performance and sexual performance. I'm trying hard every day to keep your circulation healthy, and now we have found a natural way to restore and maintain adequate nitric oxide levels in your body, and also to provide that energy boost instead of caffeine and sugar. This is a product that helps get the nitric oxide levels up.
All right, so if you're interested in either of these two, you ought to be, because they're great, as Ken has described. Neo 40 is the capsule that melts in your mouth, gives you an instant charge, opens up your arteries so the blood gets around to your muscles, your brain, all your internal organs. Call 800-655-4183 to take Dr. Ken's advice and order Neo 40 capsules and Super Beats. You can save a lot of money, too, if you go to DougLikesBeats.com. Call 800-655-4183. Talk to the operator about Super Beats. 800-655-4183.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.